better than I do, and I see him regularly.
I do too. My family came from, I should be better at that. When your case is called, unmute your phone by pressing star six. Please be aware that we have read all the materials submitted. In order to give everyone the same opportunity to address the board, we ask that those speaking not to take time repeating information the board's already received. You and your legal counsel, if applicable, collectively will give in the time to the board equal to the time it took to present the investigative report, or about 5 minutes, whichever is greater. The board has a stability policy, and we request that all participants conduct themselves in a professional manner. Once the board concludes a discussion, it's discussed with the parties. It will move into deliberations. While the parties are free to stay and listen to deliberations, we ask to respect the fact we're now discussing the case amongst ourselves and request you not interrupt that process. We've already sworn in the staff due to our earlier case, but we'll get that again. We can do it again. All right. Before we begin, I would advise everyone that this proceeding is being recorded. Accordingly, it's important that everyone speaks loudly and clearly, that only one person speaks at a time. To ensure we have an accurate record, please say your name each time before you speak. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case and to decide the outcome. The licensees have received a notice informing them of the matters to be discussed today, the process for the informal interview, and the possible actions the board may take. All right, so the first case we have is case number 98512, Mirabella Studio 256, SCOS 26253, Kathleen Hamilton, license 11001820.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, at the September 15, 2023 board meeting, the board moved to open a new complaint for violating a board order on case number 9771. And Ms. Talon is going to present the case.
Goodness.
And they were, the owner was ordered to, was noted to appear.
Okay.
Okay. And they're not here.
I am not.
Okay. Good morning, Mr. Bacon, members of the board. My name is Talon Bordelon. So originally on August 10th of 2023, I went to Mirabella Studio 256 located in Wilcox, Arizona. This was a re-inspect for the board order on January 20th of 2023. The owner of the establishment, Kathleen Hamilton, was not in the establishment at the time of the inspection. Licensee Corey Hammond was the only one present at the time. I conducted a routine inspection and found the following violation. The establishment license was posted and it had expired on June 21st of 2023. Corey Hammond's license, the one that was the only one that was present, her license expired on July 23rd, 2023. There were soiled workstations, nail guts, clipping, chair, and used nail drill bits in the salon. Uncovered tools, they had no dry storage, no clippers, nippers, nothing was labeled clean or dirty, and the shampoo bowls were full of hair and leftover residue. You can check out the pictures and see the violation. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer.
Any questions from board?
So this was a check because they were already on probation?
Yes, that's a vaguely member Mayfield, yes. This was a re-inspect due to the first initial inspection. The board orders that I conduct the routine inspection.
Any other questions?
Board members, and I'm sure you may already know this already, but because she's not here today, you know, your options are to offer a consent agreement with terms that you agree to, or to move forward to a formal hearing.
Any other questions from board? Hey, Dick, Chase, any questions?
Are you straight? I'm good.
I'm sorry. Okay. I'd like to offer Kathleen Hamilton an opportunity to address the board. Star six, if you're online, come forward if you're present. All right. So, hearing no response from Ms. Hamilton, I move, we move case number 98512 to formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to the consent agreement that was provided in this form.
There was no consent.
There was no consent agreement? Oh, all right. Then I move that we move this forward to formal hearing.
Provided.
Goodman, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion? All right, all in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, we move case number 98512 forward to a formal hearing.
That's 2B with negotiation term. Case number, I mean, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 will be attending. 13, 14, 15 unresolved. 16, 17 unresolved. 18 will be ascending. 19 and 20 continued.
So only two of them are continued. The rest of them are all.
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll start to do this then. Our cases with negotiation options. First case, case number one. Our case number 86561, Crispy Cutters Salon BDE 00207, Crispy Cutters LLC, the owner, Christopher Dano, EAR 004699. Are you present? Star Sticks, if you're online.
Mr. Chairman, this is Brandy Flores. I just wanted to announce that I've joined the call.
Nice to hear your voice. Glad you're here.
Thanks.
All right, again, Christopher Lozano from Crispy Cutters LLC. Star Sticks, if you're online. All right.
He's on here. I can see him. He's raising his hand on the virtual meeting. Crispy Cutters, hit the space key or unmute. I still see you're muted up there.
Star Sticks, did I mute?
He's trying. Somebody on the call, is there an admin for the meeting that can manually unmute him?
We can't unmute someone else in the meeting.
Mr. Lozano, press star and then stick.
He's on virtually. He's not on,
but yeah. Can he dial? Can we give him the instructions to dial in by phone?
Yeah.
He has them.
All right.
There's a microphone button. You press it and it'll unmute you.
Yeah. Oh, he may have actually just done it. If he ended it.
Thank
you. Yeah. So he ended it. So he's probably gonna call in, but if you want to go to the second case and then if he come back to
all right. So we'll do that. We'll give him some time to figure this out. All right, so we'll put that aside for a second and move to case number two. Our case number 98188. Cuts Beauty College, CSL 00234. Cuts Enterprise LLC owner, Jamara Nichols. VAR 02403. Please come forward.
Hello?
Yeah, we went in and did another case while we were waiting for you, so just hang on and we'll come back to you.
Okay, I'm just trying to let you know I'm back in.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, for the record, we do have an LLC attestation on file for case number 98188.
All right, and also I need to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave me truthful, the whole truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. State your name, please.
Mark Nichols.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're going to start by having our investigators discuss the case. We're going to come back to you for your rebuttal. Thank you.
Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Chavez. On May 10, 2023, board investigator Ellen Borderlon and I conducted an investigation of Tech Beauty College. The allegation was there was no instructor supervision on site when the students were providing services to clients. So the respondent, owner, and instructor Jabara Nichols filed a complaint and he denied the allegation that the student was trying to get the school in trouble. She just like our issue. Respondent was informed that his school will be inspected and we found 5 out of 5 student violations. Santiago Flores, missing proof of education and no identification. Skylar Saifung, missing proof of education, no identification, and no contract.
Can we use initials, please?
Oh, sorry. Okay. SW, missing proof of education and no identification. MD, missing proof of education and no identification. FA, missing proof of education, no identification, and no contract. School is also missing chemical hair straighteners, ammonium bioglycolate, and sodium hydroxide relaxers. We both educated the respondent and instructor Jabara Nichols and his office staff on what a student file should have, name tag, minor sanitation issues, and the supplies they didn't have for the school. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to address them.
The board have questions for the investigators.
Tracy Mayfield here. You went into the school. And so there was a question of whether there was a teacher or not, but then that was.
It wasn't found. They were in compliance. They did have an instructor, a cosmetology instructor at that time when we went in, both of us.
Oh, so it's just the other violations. And can I ask what? So these students didn't have.
Majority of them had missing proofs of education or no form of identification. And then 1, 2 of the 3 did not have a contract with side of their student.
I'm sorry for making it from this, but this is all definitely the comment and they should have.
Required by that statute and administrative code.
Okay.
Other questions by board?
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Nichols, you reviewed this complaint,
yep.
And I know you've been doing this for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what's going on here?
Okay, so board called me when I started to put in our 2 weeks. And within the 2 weeks, she quit. I believe she tried to set me up. So she quit within the 2 weeks. My next instructor would have come in that Monday. It was like a Thursday or Friday. Board called me and asked me, did I have an instructor there? And I was like, no. I just don't know why. No, I don't have any instructor right now. Next one, I explained to her that she put her 2 weeks in. The next one starts on Tuesday. She asked me, "Well, what are you guys doing?" I'm like, "Well, we're doing management work and theory work." And she's like, "No, you can't do that. You got to close the school down." So the reason why I came down here is because we wasn't operating without an instructor there doing service. And I've seen the allegation on there saying that we operating without an instructor. But you know, we can do that. Also, the girl who put the complaint in also wrote a letter to you guys stating that the old instructors were horse turkey, saying all those bad things about my school. our former instructor was a mean lady, and I had to move my office from my office into the classroom just to have to watch over, make sure the kids, students are safe and feel comfortable. Anytime an allegation come up with this instructor, I would confront her about it, ask her about it, and then she would take it out on the students. So the students didn't feel comfortable even come to tell us anything was going on, what was going on with that part of the school. Also, like, she would just get mad at the students for no apparent reasons because she's having a bad day, was on some medications or whatever, and I suggested to her, I'll start taking all the complaints. Then the complaint to the office, so I could take that off the complaint. All we need you to do is educate the student. And she got mad at me and said, I'm taking all the control away from her. I'm like, I'm not trying to take control of what's with you. I'm trying to make sure the school is better safely. Right. Also in the letter, she put that the same girl who with the allegation put that when she left, she had took some products and stuff from the school. And the girl who with that allegations also helped her put things in her car. So, you know, when the state board did come the next day or that Monday or Tuesday, some of those things that was allegations said that we didn't have, we probably had, she just took, you know, because she knew the state board was coming. As far as like the group of education and all those things, I had a young office manager at the time. I wasn't aware that she wouldn't put these things in my file. Now, that's my fault. So I'm not trying to say that was wrong, but that was true. That these documentations wasn't in the proper files. And we got that done right away. You know, we took care of all that stuff right away. Everything else that was said about us was true. You know, but I just wanted to come out here and stake my case because I mean, from looking at it, like you operating without an instructor, without what was the case. And then the instructor that we had, our first instructor was stuffing her way and treated the new instructor like crap. So I figured she wouldn't treat the students like crap because it happened to her. You know what I'm saying? So I had to fire this one. And then I wasn't even firing this one. She put her 2 weeks and she just went happy because she wasn't in control of everything. I come around the corner one day, she was talking to a student, this is my school, what I say go. And I say, well, it's your school, who the hell am I? You know what I'm saying? It's your school. So this lady was more controlling and manipulating to the students, you know? I've been doing this for a while, so I go by the book because I don't want no problems with the school or, you know, putting these kids' education in jeopardy for being successful in their industry, you know what I'm saying? So I try to go by the book, but the allegations about the paperwork and stuff, that is true. You know, as far as like the chemicals, I believe I had that, and I believe I did have that until she left and she took it with her. And she knew that they was gonna check that. When I first got, came out with the report first, they checked everything that we had. And those chemicals, is one of the chemicals is a Jerry Curl. Well, people don't come get Jerry Curl, so I know I didn't go through no Jerry Curl product that fast, you know, within the time that we open up our school. So yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So to clarify, can we have someone to clarify the law about having an instructor present during any operation?
I think not with that.
Yep. We were talking about, he said that they were not doing cases, but they were doing management work.
But then he said they stopped.
Do we close right away? She told me to close.
The violations being considered in this investigative report have nothing to do with the license. They have to do with the records. And
okay, good. All right. So we're all. All right, so we're kind of pinned on the record situation that happened.
Is there any prior problems?
Do we have to say the first step? Do you want to make a motion about the
Yeah, step? I'll make a motion. That we accept the findings of fact. Conclusion of law.
Would you like to also add, just to kind of tie this up in a bow, just to make sure we just entered on the student record, would you indulge me to include 204D3A?
204D3A?
Yeah, from the rules.
Yeah, that.
And that should keeping the executed student contract within the file.
Yeah, just the just a violation of not having that.
Yeah, teacher. Yep. Thank you.
Goodman, second.
All right. The motion is second. Do we have any discussion? All right. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any dissension? Unanimously agree this happened.
Is there any previous victory?
No.
How long have you been in this?
2005. 18 years, something like that. The school hasn't been open since then, so I've been busy since 2005. School's been open since 2015.
15.
Again.
Any questions about the records that we wanted to ask?
What?
Well, I'm looking.
Finds it's like $1,200.
Yeah, looking for fines are $1,250. But then what part of that is what?
Can you give us a breakdown on that?
Yes, Chairman and member.
Sorry.
Each file violation is $250. The audit that was the supplier that was not there was just put into that. So each file violation that was fined at the county.
$5,250.
It was five different products that weren't.
Five addresses.
I guess I would move that we drop, you know, it's not like the mass sort of, you know, feels like you're getting it figured out.
Yeah, well, I spent all the property.
There's not.
That with proper documentation.
Yeah. And the product hasn't been an issue before. Maybe something with the teacher there. So I would say in terms of agreement to $1,000, maybe drop to $250 for possible product.
For the product's not on there, the $250 or $250 times five.
You can move for whatever you think is reasonable to do.
No, she probably.
So that's not including the static block. Then I would say we go with the $1,250.
You're moving, we accept staff recommendations.
I accept, we, yes, I accept, I move that we accept staff recommendation. In the investigative report.
That was.
I move to offer $1,250 consent agreement, civil penalty, if not fined. 30 days, move forward to formal hearing. Maybe 12 months probation. Again.
You want that reinspection?
Reinspection, yes. Make sure the products are all there and the paperwork.
Second.
Sorry, you already said, sorry. I mean, they have many different signs, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a motion and second. Do we have any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any dissent?
Nay.
One nay. All right, by majority, we're going to leave it like it is. We're not looking at the product issue. We know you're taking care of that. She did add a probationary period. So we'll be back up to take a look and make sure everything's where it should be. Yeah, protect them, protect you. Mm-hmm. All right. So we do appreciate you coming down. We respect you for doing that.
Okay. You guys need that letter?
Nope.
Okay.
You're down. You're good.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you. By the way, it was awesome though. They did help me. You know, when they came in and gave me some tips and stuff like that. So,
you know, what
happened?
They'll send you a paper.
Okay, cool.
Yes, respond to that. Thank you. Good luck in your business. All right. Next case, number three, our case number 982.
Oh, Mr. Chair, we're going to go back to number one to see.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So going back to case number one, our case number 86561. Crispy Cutter Salon, DBE, 00022207, Crispy Cutters LLC owner, Christopher Lozano, VAR 004699. Mr. Lozano, are you present?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're very excited about that. All right. So
sorry, I was trying to get in, but it didn't allow me to unmute myself.
I don't doubt it. So our inspector is going to discuss the case. Our investigator is going to review the case. Then we'll come back to you for questions.
Mr. Chair, before we move forward, we did not receive an LLTS station from Mr. Lozano. So Mr. Lozano, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so I'm going to read a couple of things to you, and we're going to have you verbally agree to or not to these items so that we can move this case forward. So, Mr. Lozano, do you attest that you meet the following requirements to represent Crispy Cutters LLC as an owner? As a legal entity in a proceeding before the Office of Administrative Hearings or before an Arizona Administrative Agency Commission or Board pursuant to Arizona Supreme Court Rule 31.3C5, are you an officer, partner, member, manager, or employee of the entity?
Yes, I am.
Has the entity, meaning the LLC, specifically authorized you to represent it in the in this proceeding?
Yes.
This representation is not your primary duty to the LLC.
Can you broke up on that last part? What was that again?
Your representation in this proceeding is not your primary duty to the entity.
I don't understand your question. I'm just 100% owner. I have the LLC and any information you need.
So you're not the full time representation for the organization. This is as a result of this specific case that you were here representing the LLC before the board?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are not receiving separate or additional compensation for representing the entity as a direct result of this case?
No.
We will take that as the LLC attestation for this meeting.
All right. Ms. Bridger.
Good morning, Mr. Begley and members of the board. My name is Kathy Bertram. On May 17, 2023, I conducted an inspection of the salon, Cutter's salon. The owner is Christopher. During the inspection, I identified the following violation. There was no sanitation violation, but the only thing was the establishment license violation. They were operating the barbershop without posting a current establishment license. I verified that the Cutter's establishment license on the board database and determined that it was renewed on October 3rd of 2023 and it expires June 30th, 2024. I provided the license with the inspection report and educated them before leaving. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to address them.
Okay, so you went there May 17th. It says he wasn't posting his shopping license, so it was he had it, but it wasn't posted.
Right.
Oh. That's good to figure out.
But it was expired too.
It was expired and it wasn't.
Okay. And then it took him another month to get that.
How long had it been expired?
Since May 17th, and he renewed October 3rd.
So when you went in, it was just.
It had just expired.
Okay, yeah. Mr. Lozano, would you review this with us?
Yes. I'm not really contesting anything that's wrong in any of that form that she did. Ms. Kathy has always been real respectful the two times that I've either seen her or met her, but I was not in at the time that she came in to inspect the one in downtown Glendale. All I asked is that if they had the right information to contact me, which through email and the right information when I was gonna renew my license, I had called into the board and let them know that my license address, that even if I did make a payment and renewal, the address on there was incorrect. And I never received a call back letting me know that we were making those changes. And then come to find out that I went to AZ Community and the password and my username was not working. I changed it on August 17th, 2023 with one of your, I would say, I don't want to say like front office people at the board. We were just kind of going over it. And my email was not, I guess, not the correct one. And I was just letting her know that if I renew my license, the address that was put on the license is my home address and not the shop address. And renewing the license, my name spelled for the LLC was not correct. It's spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Cutters at LLC. So I was wondering when they would make those corrections, then I would renew it.
Okay. At this point, you are not renewed?
I have not renewed it, just the fact because it's the it's not the right address and the name is spelled incorrectly.
Isn't that all done online?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you go online and do that yourself. I don't think we're doing it.
Okay, so for me going through is it e-licensing, I can change my name on my let's say where it says renew, I can change my name around.
Who knows that?
That doesn't seem correct.
Now that that's appropriate to be doing customer service within a within an informal interview at this point. I mean, we're happy to work with him, but because we can get roles get mired in details of licensing. So we can. We will have Carlos reach out to him or the appropriate staff person reach out to him after the meeting to work on the renewal. I think we should focus on the investigation or the inspection that was conducted.
One of our staff members named Carlos, who is really, really good, is going to call you.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. I'm not trying to contest anything. I slipped up with time and I just need to renew my barber first off and my shop. And I just want to make sure that the correct information was on there versus renewing it. And then I had to pay again. I was like, no, I don't want to do that.
Right. You're good.
So just
and
a quick
I didn't
question.
Want to be on a, go ahead.
Quick question. So the shop's still open right now?
My shop is still open.
You're open and operating.
Hold on. Right. You guys are cutting out.
Right. Okay. If you're open and operating, you should definitely stop performing services because you're not a licensed barbershop at this current time.
Okay. So is that just due to the fact of renewing or is that just,
well, you
if
you
I renew, let's say.
You don't have a current license.
You don't have a current license to operate.
Okay.
Because I get what you're saying, that you, because of the address change and the name incorrection, but which you speak with Carlo, but you should not be operating until you have that information corrected.
Okay. So when we go on to the e-licensing site, right, it says like for your barber and your barbershop,
let's have you connect with Carlos to solve this because we can't solve it from where we are.
Okay.
We're in a hearing right now. Yeah. So providing you licensing support isn't appropriate at this point.
Carlos will connect with you. He won't nod, but I'm sure he will. He's grudgingly saying you will. So he will connect with you and you guys fix it. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
So let's do the first part, folks, and loud enough so everybody can hear it.
I, Tracy Mayfield, I'm for accepting the findings of fact and the conclusions of law in the investigative report.
Thank you, Marcel Maddox.
Any discussion? All right, we have a motion and a second that this happens. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any dissension? All right, so we unanimously agree that this happened. All right, so now the point here, could we want to continue the case? We want to go ahead and do something here. Well, it's still wide open because it's not closed.
Yeah. So right now, yeah, well, what we found was the there's still a license established there. And that's what we hit them with, so.
All right, I'll make a motion.
I can get that taken care of today, guys.
Okay, hang on. Would you like to make that motion predicated on some actually renewing so that we don't close the matter out?
I don't want to close the matter.
Until he actually renewed.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Do I do a continue this case till next month? Give them time to get this cleaned up so we can see what's going on and redo this case next month.
So I don't. You can offer the consent agreement and just make it predicated on him redoing first before it's offered.
And at this point, because you've already determined that this occurred, I think you're at a place where you actually have to issue discipline.
Okay, I withdraw my motion. So instead, I make a motion that we accept staff recommendation. And that the consent agreement is predicated on the execution and completion of this licensing within the 30-day period. Okay. So motion and second, any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any dissension? All right, Mr. Lozano, we're offering you this $100 consent agreement. We're going to look at this case. If you don't have this fixed in 30 days, then we're going to see you again. And it won't be a good thing. So does that make sense?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay. Carlos will take care of you. You stay.
All right, thank you.
All right, so I get at the end of that case. All right, next guy, number three. Our case number 98203, Split End Salon, SCOS 31728, Lydia Dunn, license 18601303. Lydia Dunn. Star 6, if you are.
Yes,
online.
Lydia. Yes,
good.
My last name. Yes, I'm here.
All right, okay. Very good. All right, Lydia, I'm going to swear you in over the phone. You swear the testimony you give will be, you swear or affirm the testimony you give will be truthful?
Yes.
And state your name.
Lydia Dunn Niave.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to have my investigator review the case and I'll come back to you for questions. Ms. Bordelon.
Good morning, Mr. Begley, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On April 6, 2023, I conducted a repeat inspection of Blitz Inn Salon located in Sierra Vista, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to she was working performing services, so license posted had expired on September 11th of 2021. That would be a year and 7 months that her license had been expired. On May 3rd of 2023, she did renew her license, which now expires on September 11th of 2023. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to.
Would that license the entire fault?
I'm sorry?
Was that the only thing wrong?
Yes, sir.
So the place was sanitary, kept nice.
There were no other violations.
Okay. And Ms. Hart, no doubt paid penalties to get her license renewed. The question is why her employer didn't pick up on that.
It was expired for a year and 7 months.
Okay. Board, have any questions? All right, then Ms. Dunn, can you explain to us how you didn't know your employee didn't have a license?
She had been on maternity leave and she was not working when Helen, the inspector, came in. So she did, she was told, and she did renew her license immediately. So it was an over. I'm sorry.
Are you saying she was pregnant for a year and 7 months?
No, she was she wasn't working. She wasn't working, and she did come in after maternity leave and did not renew her license, and I did not know that. And so when the inspector came in, she was the one, the stylist was not in the salon, but her license was there. Actually, her license that was visible was even older than that. So it was an oversight on my part that I did not realize when she came back to work that her license was not updated. But after the inspector came in, Sari did renew her license.
Right away. Sure. Okay, so your contention is that she was not there for that year and 7 months.
Yes, she was out. Well, part of it was COVID, so she wasn't working, and then she was pregnant and had a child and stayed home. But she is now working, and her license has been renewed. But she was not in the salon when the inspector came in.
When you say she wasn't in the salon, she hadn't been working in the salon, or she just wasn't
there? No, she was not there. So the inspector gave me the information. I did not see that her license, I did not know that her license was expired.
Do you have any additional information?
Mr. Bailey, member of the board, if I may. Sorry, it was absolutely working, performing a haircut when I went into the salon. The license posted, I checked our database, and that was the expiration that I received. I would never violate or write up someone that was not physically working in the salon for an expired license. That's not a practice that we would do.
Yeah, Ms. Dunn, were you present when that inspection happened?
I was present. Sari, I'm sorry, Helen, for your tone. I was not well that day, and I was leaving the salon. Sari had told me she was not there, so I cannot I don't remember, but Sari told me she was not there. So that's where that information came from. So I apologize, Helen. I'm not accusing you of doing something inappropriate. I just am taking my stylist word for being, she said she was not there, and I was not well. And I know you remember, as I was headed out the door, I asked if you could just do this as soon as possible because I was about to throw up. So I apologize if you feel that I'm accusing you of something. I'm not.
We're all happy. Everything's fine. Everything's good. All right. So that's all it is for that. Any questions from the board? Anybody have mystery chair?
I'd like to make a motion.
Good.
That we accept the findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Second. We're good. We're in deliberation now.
Okay. All right. It's just not audible.
Yeah, we're in deliberation. So we're okay now without your help. All right. So we have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any dissension? All right. So unanimously agree this happened. Do we have a motion regarding order of discipline in this matter?
Is there any previous history? No. Thank you.
Okay.
I'd like to make the motion, Tracy Mayfield. I move that we impose the following discipline: $150 fine. She was not up to date on her license, and she was there, and she wasn't gone for the whole year and 7 months anyway. So I would say that fine is appropriate. That's a civil penalty if not fined within 30 days. Move to formal, and then a 12-month probation as recommended.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Any dissension? Okay. So unanimously agree, we're going to stay with the original setup. We appreciate you doing a good job. We appreciate that we haven't seen you in here before.
No, yeah, never.
That goes on. We'll be good. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll send you a letter regarding this event, and then you can
pay your fine based on that. Thank you very much. Thanks. Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Bye. Case number 498232 to die for Northwest at COS 31427 to die for Northwest LLC, the owner, Rachel Hitch, license 1100172.
Touche.
Touche. Touche. Oh, you like saying touche. Touche. Okay,
yes.
We got that. Let's be friends.
Touche, huh? Touche. That's my nickname.
I love it. All right, so we're glad you're here. I don't have to ask you to be here now. That's good news. Do you swear any testimony? Are you swear or affirm any testimony you give say we truthful?
I swear.
And say your name.
Rachel. Rachel, I swear.
Rachel, I swear.
Correct. Rachel, I swear.
Pretty close. All right. Board of Lines, please tell us too.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Bacon, members of the board. My name is Helen.
Hi, Helen, I'm sorry I need to interrupt you. We do not have a signed the application form on file for this individual. So Miss Rachel.
Touche, touche.
Touche. Okay, I know I listened to that and then I still couldn't do it. I apologize. So you are the, Rachel, are you the owner of To Die For Northwest LLC?
Yes, 100% owner.
Okay. All right, so you're the owner. Has that LLC specifically authorized you to represent it in this particular proceeding?
Yes, it has.
And this is not your primary. This is not your primary duty to the entity.
I don't understand that question.
So you're not full time legal counsel for the LLC?
No.
Okay, thank you. And you are not receiving separate or additional compensation for representing the entity?
No.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the board, we have LLC attestation from Ms. Touche.
Ms. Ford, would you please review this case?
Yes, thank you. Mr. Bagley, members of the board, my name is Helen Bordelon. On April 12th of 2023, I conducted an inspection of To Die For Northwest, located in Tucson, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade due to Jennifer Belcourt with providing barber services without the establishment having a barber license. As of today, the establishment still does not have a barber establishment.
Anybody have a question for the investigator?
But the license cosmetology form, but there were barber services being offered and there's no establishment like for barber.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Ms. Touche, would you tell us about this?
Yeah, so I mean, every hairdresser that I know, as long as I've been a hairdresser over a decade, has always said, you know, if you don't want to do like certain services, you know, just get a barber's license and you can work in any salon. And that's always been pretty much what we have known. And up until this point, I have all of my other established license. I have a business license through Marana. I have the board licensing for the cosmetologist. So we always just assumed that was covered under, and I have no idea when that had changed. This specific stylist has been licensed for over 20 years and has never worked in a salon where they had to get a barber's license on top of it, including fresh hair, which was the establishment prior to me purchasing the salon. And so I had no knowledge of that. When the stylist had told me about the inspection report, which, you know, was probably like a few months later after the fact, because I mainly work out of a different location and I go in there just to check on things that they need, like toilet paper, paper towels and whatnot. And I'm usually just in and out. I when she had said it, she was like, yeah, she said that we, that it's because I have a barber's license, and that's really all that she had said. And I've had multiple times where they've come in and they're just like, you know, you, stuff like, oh, we saw a little bit of hair in this drawer. Can you just clean it out? Because other than that, my salons have never had an unsatisfactory review. You know, I've always have make sure everything is clean and up to date. And she's been doing this for 20 years and never had needed a barber's establishment license before. So yeah. I'm just very confused of why I need that when I have the cosmetology one.
Yeah, we appreciate that you keep your place clean because that protects the public, and that's what we're here for. The boards have always been separated, and what you were talking about really has never been the case. There's always been a need for a specific establishment license related to specific function licenses. So it was definitely some confusion on your part of it.
Yeah.
Whoever you were talking to, I understand that. And the idea that they would be merged is the great idea that we'd like to work on, but we don't have that at this stage. So,
okay. Well, so, I mean, that's, I apologize, but, I, on top of this, you know, like, this stylist, she will be leaving my salon, very soon as well. So that was on top of another reason why, I have not gotten one, is because I will no longer have her in, and I don't want to pay for a barber's license that I will never be using, because I will never hire a barber at this point now. Okay. Knowing that you guys, you know, because no one even knows, there is a lot of confusion since you guys have combined there is a lot of confusion in that. So
yeah, well, the way it works, of course, is as we talked about, so is this facility licensed at the cosmetology salon?
I'm sorry, repeat?
They answered my question for me. So you're, you're like the cosmetologist line, which is fine. So yeah, hire a cosmetologist and you don't have a problem. All right.
So okay.
All right. Any other questions of the...
May I speak to this from personal experience?
Sure.
So I'm a salon owner and I've had barbers. When state boards of cosmetology, do you have an establishment license for cosmetology and you're allowed to hire a cosmetologist, and the cosmetology inspector would come in and only inspect your cosmetologist, and then you'd have a barber inspector come in and inspect your barbers. So it was a separate thing, but now we're together. I mean, you've always had to have a license to have barbers. It was just not within the cosmetology purview.
Correct.
And so
now
it is,
but
it's always been the rule.
And the legislative committee is working on trying to straighten out the laws.
Yes.
And we're trying to merge them together, but they're totally separate laws.
So, I mean, you have a cosmetology license, you have cosmetology people, and if you had a barber, it would be a separate check anyway.
Yeah.
You'd just be checked by both boards, but now it's one.
Right. But we're gradually trying to form together.
Yeah. So, I mean, that may have been why she never.
Okay.
I'm just saying that to have the link to my case that you need a separate, you can't have barbers without a barber license. But maybe that's how it got.
All right. So do we have any motions regarding the case?
I motion that we accept the finding of fact and conclusions of law in this case.
I second it. Brandon Fest. Motion is second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Anybody opposed? All right, unanimously agree this out.
Can you explain what just happened?
Yeah, we agreed it's happened. That's all that happened.
Oh, okay.
All right, okay. So now we're looking for an order of discipline that matters. Anybody have a motion?
Yeah, I mean, Tracy Mayfield, I move that we impose the following discipline: a $250 fine for not having the barber license and having a barber, with the probationary period of 12 months, that if we were to check again, there would not be a barber in the location, or you would have received a barber license.
This is Chase. I'd propose an alternate where same but without the $250 fine. It was a first time mistake, and it's been remedied. And
yeah, Chase, that has not been remedied.
I second Chase's motion.
We need to.
We already have the first one.
Yeah. If we're not going to go, you want to just go with your motion, or you want to back off? Member Mayfield.
What Nick and Brandy, what you just said, the individual is still working there. They haven't left yet.
Yeah, I would just say the infraction happened. The fine is $250.
If I could give them like a 30-day to find and leave.
Excuse me.
Hang on.
It's time for board discussion right now. And every day is another violation. So.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if it happened, then there should be a fine. That's fine. Right,
that's your motion.
That's my motion.
The fine isn't going to speed up the process.
So did we hear a second to Tracy's motion?
Goodman second.
Goodman second. Okay, good. All right. Should we have any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Nay.
Nay. Brandy nay. Flores.
Chase Turrentine. Nay.
Three nays. 4-5. So it passes by majority. We're going to charge the $250 fine and maintain the 12-month probation. I understand the argument for the other side, but the violation is continuing. So that's where we went. So you'll get a paper about this. Yes. Touché. And.
It's Piché. Piché.
You got it.
Touché, Piché.
Okay, it's Touché. You'll get a paper about this. By law, you should not be having the barber working today because you don't have a license. That was the reason for the fire.
Well, then she's fired, so congratulations.
Yeah. There it goes. All right. Thank you for calling.